Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, everyone. Good morning. It's 5 o'clock on the East Coast. As always, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. I know I always say get off the couch and get into the action today, but I'm in the action tonight, damn it. And I've used the full $1,000 tonight. All right, if you're just joining us, I talked about this maybe an hour or two ago in Drinking Bros Sports on Facebook that I'll be dropping my bets. I just switched it up. So I took the full grande, the full Ariana Grande on a, you know, the teaser god had to get in on this. Horned Frogs plus 20 and the under at 70 is what it came in at. And I'm going to text. Did I text this to you, Giorgio? Where could I send this here?
Ross's iMac. Airdrop it.
I don't know. I'll airdrop this shit, dude. You act like I don't fucking airdrop every goddamn day. Boom. That's MacBook Pro. It's probably going here.
Though. I think it's going to your laptop.
Gross. Yeah. Gross.
This is like watching so a fucking dumb, monkey got, try to figure something
it's
out.
It's not that. I got two people on here. I got Dan and I got Ross's. What is it? Yeah, Giorgio's laughing now.
I'm waiting.
What it is. I only got two things.
Because you can't figure out
Dan's,
technology.
No, I got Dan's phone.
You don't
and
have
I got
my
Ross's
phone.
iMac. I sure do.
My phone is not named Dan.
Giorgio, you
it's
just
named
popped
Dick
up.
Tree.
No,
my
it's,
phone
it's
is also not named
Giorgio.
Let Giorgio figure it out.
Just texted to him.
He said I popped waiting. Up.
He's airdropping
it's
it.
Waiting for Giorgio, it says. Giorgio, stop waiting and answer the bell, dude. Answer the bell.
I'm waiting to exhale.
While we're waiting, does anybody...
It's not coming through, is it?
Do you know the difference...
It's worthless, dude.
Do you know the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer?
Mouth and a butthole?
The taste.
Yeah.
Hey, you.
Nailed it.
We were very decidedly against... butthole temperature measurement when our baby was born. We were like, let's just go out and buy one of the forehead
temporal scanner. Yeah,
yeah.
It seems like
it's not
maybe
accurate.
Well, it is
accurate,
but it's quite a bit more accurate actually. But
putting something up your kid's ass.
Yeah, I'm not sure where that idea originally came. I guess it's hard to get the child to
under the tongue,
keep their mouth closed over something, which you would know about. But the butthole is a second option.
Sure,
I feel like it would be further down the list.
Right. Well, you can do under the armpit, too, but that's not great.
It's not very accurate, yeah.
Georgia, I just texted that to you because that technology is better, obviously, than AirDrop. Only two people showed up, which is creepy. That's creepy. I figured everybody would have AirDrop on, but they don't.
Well, you have to have your phone unlocked as well at the time.
Oh, shit. Did this spread go up?
It's 13 and a half.
God damn, dude. I just bet it at 13. So it's up a half a point. All right, let's get into it. So I was listening to Barstool on the way home on Friday, Big Cat and Portnoy. Two reasons why I wanted to see, you know, what he had to say about being on Rogan, obviously. And then the other one was I wanted to see, they said that they were going to talk about their ratings for the bowl game that they bought and whether or not they were going to do it again. So they said that they got over 1 million views off that thing and they ran it off their website. Do you believe that?
Yeah, it's live sports.
But do you believe for that game in particular?
Doesn't matter.
So you want to know what the most watched thing in the United States of America on December 23rd was? On any cable or broadcast?
Football.
It was the Missouri Wake Forest Bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
The Gasparilla Bowl.
Football, yeah.
Nothing on the entire day was watched more than that bowl game.
Why do they have so many bowl games?
Money.
Because they do ratings.
Well, I think it's gambling too, because the ratings have been up since gambling got introduced everywhere.
Gambling's always existed though.
But not like this. It's not where you could do it on your phone. Like, I know where you live, Delco, every single person in your neighborhood is a bookie. But in the rest of real America, it's not the case. I'm from Georgia. We didn't have We didn't have shit like
that. It's like, oh, dude, did you hear, like, you know, Mike went to Vegas and he actually, like, bought a future bet on the Braves or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
he's going to cash it in if he fucking...
Oh, no, his fucking future ticket went through the wash.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I remember going on all my recruiting trips when I went to Auburn. They took you to some housing locations of where you could be housed. And they said, if you're married, you're going to stay in these trailer parks. And they said it completely stone-faced and serious. And they drove us to the trailer parks. And I was like, is this like this at every school? And there was another kid from Georgia with me. He's like, it's got to be, right? And I was like, oh, no, that's just fucking Southern bullshit.
Give me a trailer as a freshman with me and my wife? Yes,
it was
please?
A real fucking trailer home, well, by the way, bro.
Your freshman wife?
What? Trailer? Yeah.
What part of that sounds good as an 18-year-old? Trailer?
Wife?
Wife?
Wife? All of it, dude.
A trailer is only acceptable if it's on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it's true. The only nice one I've ever seen that I was like, I could live there was the one in Malibu. So,
a boat or trailer?
If you ever went to, what's his name, Tony Jaa's place in Vegas? Mm-hmm. Did you ever go there?
Yes.
Me and Conan went there one day. Remember the big-ass attorney from
Love
Black
Conan.
Rifle?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was weird, but did you guys know about this? Tony Shea, the guy that did Zappos, right?
Okay.
He built this weird fucking trailer park in downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's super nice.
But it was like really nice. It was he's a billionaire, and he was like, you know what I'm going to do with my $1 billion is fucking build an eco-friendly, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a drug den. Everybody just was high on ayahuasca mushrooms all the
time.
There's
a nice trailer park on Barton Springs in Austin, but you're in the city. So it's not a real trailer park.
It's not a real trailer park.
We're two doors down from a trailer park.
Exactly.
If there's not a meth lab somewhere within 300 feet of you, you're not in a trailer park.
Chances are.
If you can't smell cat urine, then you're not in a trailer park.
Yeah, you're not in a trailer park. You're in a RV stop. You know what I mean? Like where just like people with a $300,000 RV like pull up for a couple days.
Yeah. But anyways, I brought up the Barstool thing because they were talking about this coming matchup, obviously. And they were talking about Ohio State in particular beating Georgia in that game in every single facet, except for obviously the final fucking score of it. And they said that TCU had a shot and that they were pretty convinced, and they apologized to the audience, that they were pretty convinced that Georgia was going to win it all when they shouldn't have got out of that game. Now they're in this game. So that caused me to go back and watch both of the CFP games over the weekend back to back. They were on nonstop on ESPN2. We'll start with the Georgia-Ohio State game, and this is why I think TCU's got a chance, and I changed my bet today. I didn't change it. I just didn't place it yet until today. The thing that was interesting was Ohio State rolled out Stroud either right or left and then made him throw that way. Traditionally, he's a drop-back quarterback and doesn't do it. Now, they had done it to get around the defense. Now, for me, what I saw in the game tape, again, was the lanes were open. So if he was a running quarterback, now I know he had to do it in the fourth quarter because his running backs were out. But let's say he was a running quarterback like Duggan is, right? He could have exploited that defense even further if he could. Now, I know Duggan's not as accurate as a passer as Stroud, but I think there's a genuine chance here for TCU tonight. And is anybody on board with this at all? Because it seems like there's just momentum where you go through these weeks and it seems like teams are just going to win and you have a good feeling about it. I felt that way about Tennessee versus Alabama. And it felt like the whole world did, even though the spread was 7.5 in that game. This is 13.5. Does TCU have a shot at this tonight?
I would love for TCU to have a shot. It's the first true Cinderella in the playoff era.
Literally, yeah.
Well, okay. I don't know if that deserved a hype.
I think it did. So people on ESPN this morning were saying if they were to win tonight, this would probably be the biggest upset in national championship history in 30 or 40 years.
They were 5-7 last year, and they didn't really change the roster that much.
Right.
They got a new coach.
And Duggan wasn't even – he was benched to start the season, and it was going to be another guy, and then somebody – who was the guy that he was
– Well, Duggan was benched, I think, because he had, like, surgery in the offseason on, like, a – I don't know.
He had breast implants. It was weird. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah, but we should.
Yeah.
We should talk about his titties.
I mean, they're small.
Yeah.
He didn't get big. I mean, obviously, because of the fucking.
Yeah, it's like a tasteful B.
Yeah. It's like a small B.
Yeah.
But as I was watching the TCU game next with Michigan, like, Michigan, to me, had the best defense that's at least from, like, what Ohio State faced. Watching those two teams back to back in consecutive weeks. They had some fucking horrific mistakes, but so did Georgia as well against Ohio State. I think they got a shot at this, dude.
I don't.
For real?
For real.
So do you think this is a huge blowout tonight?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I'll be pulling for the Horned Frogs. I would love to see them win the national championship.
Where's your money at, though?
Well, I just need... I'm in a bull pool, so I just need Georgia to win outright. But if I was to put money on the spread, I would go Georgia. I would lay the points. I think Georgia's going to win by 3 scores.
So am I off in the plus 20 then?
Yeah, I think Georgia could win by 21.
Okay.
I would say probably just by 21. So 42-21 final score.
42-21?
Yeah. Okay. Remember how that first, TCU's last game went? It's really important for them. Like, Georgia can grind it out for the entire game and still have a better than average shot of winning. TCU needs to start scoring immediately. And yes, they probably need some help up from their defense with regard to scoring as well.
They need to either have another pick six or two, or at least get turnovers deep in Georgia territory.
Yeah, they were up 21-6 at halftime against Michigan. Georgia's the same kind of team. They get started slow, but the defense is a lot better. TCU's defense played with a lot of energy, but as you can see in the second half of that game against Michigan, who is not a high-powered offense, that energy doesn't last forever.
Yeah. And the problem is, too, so yeah, one thing that's going to be interesting is I was surprised by how good TCU's defensive ends were, defensive line was.
Same, yeah.
And that's going to be a problem for Bennett, but the thing is, though, is like, yeah, they're going to have to rack up points early because, like, there's only like 4 or 5 teams in the country that have the sort of depth that Georgia has. Michigan's not one of them. Ohio State probably is. Alabama certainly is. Tennessee's not one of them even. Like, it's most teams in the SEC.
On defense, Clemson is too.
Yeah.
You're right. Defensively speaking, there's not a whole lot of teams that have a deep defense, particularly in the front seven.
Yeah.
Where people get tired. I mean, those cornerbacks, they can run all day. Safeties, especially free safety, you don't even run that much.
But take Georgia's best cornerback. It's Keely Ringo. He was on Marvin Harrison Jr., who's 6'4", 215. Quentin Johnston will be playing against him tonight. He's 6'4", 215.
But
and he had his way with him.
But Quentin Johnston is a different kind of 6'4", 215 than Marvin Harrison is, right?
Yeah, because he's a young guy. Like, he hasn't developed into his body yet. Yeah. Quentin Johnston's a fucking man.
He's a fucking man.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a beast. I don't think Max is anywhere the quarterback that CJ Stroud is.
Certainly not.
But he can
He's a gamer. He can run. And that makes me think I can see him getting taken out in the first or second quarter. Like, head
physically,
yeah, like physically getting, like, injured. Yeah.
I mean, if you're Georgia, one targeting call and that game is pretty much over and not for you. You
know what I mean? Yeah. Georgia would be fine.
Not that I think they would necessarily do that, but they're definitely going to try. And the ironic part about that is it might be TCU's best shot if Duggan's running around. You know what I mean? Causing havoc for their defense and upsetting.
It's the best shot they have. Yeah. Right. He has to run.
He's going to sacrifice his body. He's going to lay it all on the field. And I think he's going to get hurt. Like, that's just going to happen.
It's possible.
The other part, too, that I found interesting in rewatching these games over the weekend is with Sonny Dykes in particular, he was one of the coaches for Gronk. Now, to shut down Georgia, Brock Bowers is a huge part of their offense at tight end there. He would know how to do that defensively. And at least he's got some input on it. The only question mark is TCU's running back could be injured. They said it's a 50-50 shot to play with a sprained MCL. Look, he had 1,400 yards and 17 touchdowns on the season. That's a huge blow, but nobody can really run against Georgia running back-wise. Anyways, you just kind of need an accurate passer and then a running quarterback, and that'll do it there. Man, I think they can do it tonight. I think I'm going to sprinkle the money line. Do you sprinkle that at all? Just because it's virtually 4-1?
That's not enough value.
4-1?
No, TCU.
Mattress Mac took it.
It needs to be 6-1.
Mattress Mac took it at $1.5 million.
I don't see any scenario where TCU wins a game.
It's tough. I mean, it's just like Georgia's like they're so deep. They need to make mistakes, and like people were really underselling how bad Michigan had to play for TCU to barely win. Like, everything that could have gone wrong.
They didn't barely win.
Well, they didn't. It wasn't
one score.
It wasn't everything that went wrong. The way you're phrasing it sounds like they just didn't execute properly, but the game plan was fucked from the beginning, right?
Harbaugh was also all over Michigan's dick. I didn't think Michigan was that good.
Kirby Smart is not going to make the mistakes that Jim Harbaugh made. No. Like, he's the guy, right?
Yeah.
So the other, I think the thing to really watch out for is Georgia with their third down conversion percentage on the season is 50%. That's fucking high.
Yeah.
That's really high. TCU is 40. That's still pretty good. And that'll probably be what decides this game. Because in TCU against Michigan, I think it was 50 or 55% third down conversions. That's the difference. A great defense, like you can have a great defense, but if they don't execute on third down and get you out the field, what's the fucking point?
Right.
You know what I mean?
They need to essentially keep their defense rested because they don't have the depth that Georgia has.
So TCU's best option, hopefully that running back is playing, but their best option is to try to chew up as much clock as possible in the first half.
Which they can do with a running quarterback.
Yeah, you can, but I mean, like,
he stays in bounds, obviously.
It might be better for them to have 7 minute long touchdown or even field goal drives than to fucking throw bombs and score quickly.
Right.
To be honest,
right.
Because the more you can keep your defense off the field in the first half, that's the only shot they have at winning this game.
Yes. So let's go around the horn here real quick for tonight's game. Holloway, we'll start with you first. What do you got as far as UGA minus 13.5? Over under here is 63 on my bookie right now. What do you got there?
I put 1,000 on the TCU money line.
Did you really? Mm-hmm. You think TCU is going to win tonight?
I don't know. But if they do, I'm going to win some money. It's a narrow path to victory. Like I said, but everybody knows what's going on. Like Kirby knows what they have to do to win. Everybody knows what they have to do to win this game.
Yeah, right?
It's just a matter of execution. And, you know, Stetson Bennett performs better under pressure than any quarterback in college football right now. That's statistically true, right?
Mm-hmm.
So probably not going to win any money. But if I do, it's going to be $3,700.
But also, at 25, he's seen the entire world and probably rented his own car to go to the game there because he's legally allowed to.
Yeah. But it's little things. Like, if TCU can figure out a way to convert on third down, they've got a shot to win this game. Like, honestly.
I agree.
They can put together 3 to 6 minute long drives, keep their defense off the field, and that's going to keep them in the game.
And they didn't play scared against Michigan in that game.
They don't seem to give a fuck.
No.
Right?
No,
they're playing
they're
with
scared.
House money at this point. And you know that's what the coaches are telling them right now. Like, hey, we're not even fucking supposed to be here, but we just whipped that team's ass that everybody said was such a good defense.
I know.
Fuck these guys.
I know.
You know what I mean?
And he's probably telling his team, look, it's the same fucking team.
Yeah.
It's not an impressive quarterback.
It actually is the same team. And frankly, I think Michigan's got a better offense. If they had let McCarthy run the whole time,
or if Blake Corum played. I mean, Corum is coming back. Congratulations to Michigan next year. Corum is coming back next year. But if Corum played too,
Edwards, even with the team they had on the field, if they had run the ball more with McCarthy, Michigan would have won that game.
Yeah.
But he's a freshman. Maybe they don't want to fuck him up this early in his career. It's the fucking CFP, dude. Your job is not to develop talent. It's to fucking win games.
Win the game.
But whatever.
Who do you got, bum?
I mean, it's got to... to cover, I actually think TCU can at the very least backdoor this, you know, frantic scrambling late scoring points. So I'll say TCU covers. I mean, they're the dog for a reason. Like, it feels like this is a Georgia win for sure. Like, I don't know how Georgia doesn't win. Like, it's going to be a massive upset slash choke if Georgia loses this game, which will be props to TCU, but also a fucking choke job on Georgia's part.
Now, what do I want in my heart? I want TCU to win just for the story of it.
Same.
I think it'd be a blast. But I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I think it'd be 28-24 Georgia in this one. But I'm going to sprinkle that money line. I'll probably do like $69.69 on that one, you know, right, just for funsies. That'll still pay off at like 250, being 4-1 odds there. But I'm looking forward to this game. It's in 2 hours here coming up. Amp for that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and throw some ribeyes on the smoker and take a huge shit.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
And then it'll be time to watch fucking football. I might pound off in between. My buddy's going to come over. You remember, I'll tell.
I can't say
his name on TV. But
are you going to pound off with him, though?
No, he's not getting until fucking 7 or 7:30. But yeah, we're going to
pound off together.
Probably pound off together, eat some steaks, talk about human trafficking and stuff.
Why not?
Sick.
Why not?
But watch football. That's the most important part. And
exactly.
The taking the shit is the other important part.
Exactly. Like I said, Michigan, Blake Corum is coming back. I don't think he had a choice. That knee injury was gnarly. And It's an 8 month injury.
Are you even going to do the show, or are you just going to talk shit to people in the chat?
Jesus Christ.
He's just lighting people up in the chat right now.
Why?
Because the guy's saying he like made money betting against my golf picks. I'm like taking 60-1, 100-1 like odds in golf.
Who won?
Oh, this week it was John Rahm, the favorite. So like, cool. If you took the favorite,
how's his butt looking this year?
Yeah, how's his ass looking? Good? How's his club?
I mean, his ass looks great, like as always.
Okay.
But Colin Morikawa absolutely choked.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't watch the end of it. Speaking of college here, we'll flip on over to Cliff Kingsbury. Just got fired. He is a college coach to me, not an NFL coach. Will he?
He'll be Ohio State's
offensive coordinator. Yeah. So they just lost theirs. He became the head coach of Tulsa. I would like Cliff Kingsbury there.
He needs to reestablish some bona fides at a blue blood again, and then he'll get a head coaching job somewhere.
Is he? Everybody
offensively except for Stroud is. Stroud hasn't announced yet, but everybody offensively is coming back for those guys. Same with all those running backs that got hurt for Ohio State. They don't have a choice but to come back now because they don't have any fucking stats.
Yeah. What is Bill O'Brien still at Alabama, or did he leave?
Bama fans hated Bill O'Brien.
So
this year.
It could be. I could see him going to Bama.
I could too. Yeah, I could too for sure.
Or honestly, fucking who's Clemson's OC? Like he could go to any blue blood. Really,
well, it was Venables, and he left.
You know, he was DC.
Yeah, that's right.
The OC went somewhere though too. He's gone.
That was 2 years
ago.
Yeah, that was two years ago, right?
Yeah, he's out.
So I don't know who the coordinators are there now.
So he's out. Lovey Smith, though, you got to love the move yesterday. He obviously knows he's fired.
Yeah.
So he goes out, wins the game. So Houston loses the first pick of the draft now.
And his first love, the Bears.
Yes.
Yeah.
It slid right into the one.
The greatest thing of all.
I'm sure fucking.
He goes for two, and then he gets fired immediately after the game.
Urlacher's going to have something to say about that tomorrow, I guarantee you. And it'll be positive. He loves Lovie Smith. Everybody loves Lovie Smith. Players do anyway.
Do you think that's why he did it? That's why he brought it up?
Yeah, he did it for that reason.
He had to have.
There used to be a meme that says, I aspire to that level of pettiness. I literally aspire to that level
but
of
also,
pettiness.
But also, you have 3 wins or 2 wins at that time. Like, why aren't you going for 2? Like, who wants overtime? Who cares? Right.
Well, you don't want it, but you want the pick. I mean, the pick is millions of dollars. Look, Houston was all in on Bryce Young. Dan and I talked about this last night afterwards. Now Chicago's got the first pick. They have Fields.
Yeah.
They don't need a quarterback. Now they can just trade back.
Yeah.
It'll either cost Houston to get Bryce Young or another team.
Think about this. A team out there that desperately needs a quarterback. Like
Commanders.
The Falcons, the Redskins. There's a ton of teams out
there. The Eagles, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Chicago doesn't need the number one pick, right? They can get what they need, which is a premier receiver like Quentin Johnson at 7.
Mm-hmm.
They can trade back to 7 and get an extra second round draft pick. And man, Houston fucked themselves over. Although, I mean, it's going to be between Bryce Young and Will Levis probably. Is that really fucking yourself over? I don't know.
They're also going to need another team to jump them because, I mean, the Bears are going to not take a quarterback.
I think are they sure
Justin Fields is the quarterback? Yeah, he's the guy.
Yes, he's the dude.
I don't think there's a standout number one overall pick this year. So the Bears probably trade down and get a second round draft pick. They probably trade down, take Quentin Johnson or a fucking defensive or an edge rusher with the like 5 to 8 pick, and then take a receiver and a tight end in the second round, probably,
and
right?
You get Jake Haener in the 6th round from Fresno. More people talking shit in the chat saying that I think Kaner is the best quarterback. I do. I'm gonna put my reputation on that.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm getting on the ledge where I'm actually taking like a bold take.
It's not that. So when that infamous draft show that everybody talks about, it was because I told the Browns to take Josh Allen and they took Baker Mayfield, and everybody's like, nobody knows anything about Josh Allen. I was like, I'm telling you, I watched 3 games that guy fucking played and he was amazing. And I got hell for it. And then it got worse because Baker went in rookie of the year.
Yeah.
And they were like, fuck you, we told you. And I was like, give it one more year.
Think of all the guys that have won rookie of the year that's just kind of flamed out. Baker now. Vince Young.
QBs in particular.
Robert Griffin.
Once you have a second year of footage on them, that's when the decline starts to happen for a lot of these guys. First year, it's like, all right, sweet. You don't have any fucking game tape on these guys, except for college, and that doesn't fucking matter.
Baker will be back next year, though.
I don't think so. I think he goes to the booth.
No, he's not that good.
He makes so much more money.
He's too petty.
Being a backup than you do.
He can't be an announcer. He's too petty.
He'll make $4 million a year as a backup. He'll make another $3 to $5 million in endorsements. Why would he fucking give that up?
I think pride of not being a starter will eventually get
him. Actually, for a backup in the NFL now, you might be making $7-8 million.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Look, the most of these guys on TV right now are making fucking $12 to $15 million. So who knows? Who knows, man, what he ends up doing.
I'm not sure Baker's got the personality to be on camera.
He's in like every that. Fucking goddamn commercial, it's, so somebody thinks he does.
It's one thing,
I'm with you.
It's one thing reading you, off cue cards.
So
it's
not live
thing,
TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then let's see. Who else is gone? Kingsbury's gone.
Yep.
Lovey's gone. Yeah. Is somebody's brought up the head coach of Miami. Are you fucking retarded, dude? Like, that's been a serious conversation
today.
They made
the playoffs.
Yeah, not only did they make the playoffs, but what they were saying was he finished, I guess, with a worse record than Brian Flores did.
Whatever.
With way more talent.
See, I would think maybe he would be in danger because of the Tua situation, but even then, you don't fire him.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's fine there. I don't think McDaniels gets fired in his first year over at the Raiders. More than anything.
Well, the next firings are going to be
McCarthy.
McCarthy's gone. Yeah. Unless they win. They're going to lose in the first round to Tampa Bay, probably.
Let's go.
And he'll be.
It's in Tampa Bay.
You're out of there.
My can't lose parlay of Dallas and the Packers did not go well.
Boy. That was.
I was just like, these two teams actually want to play, right? All right. They'll win.
No, they sure didn't. No reason to play that game. Why does Dallas play that game at all? Simply for exactly what happened.
Well, they were playing at the same time. They could have got the one seed. If we lost to the Giants, which, you know, we were in control of the whole game, but.
Well, here's the real question, I guess.
It's closer.
In the last third of the third quarter, it was very clear that Philly was going to win. It was very clear that
the Niners were going to win.
Niners were going to win. And Dallas still had Dak out there into the fourth quarter. And he sucked.
It was punishment.
Maybe. Oh, my God. Jerry Jones, he does the fucking podcast every Monday morning. And this morning, his fucking discussion was, oh, yeah. I mean, he called it horrific or something. He used a word that was like, yeah, it's absolute fucking not tragic. What do you say? Whatever he said, he was like, yeah, we can fucking make something out of this horrible situation. Like, no, you can't. Like, your team, one, was already limping into the playoffs in the fucking first place. You know what I mean? And a couple people are banged up. There's no reason to fucking play that game.
Yeah, you don't have Rain Dakota out there. By the way, that's his real name. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Rain Dakota Prescott.
Either way, all they did was show that team can't win. That's what's in the back of their mind now.
It was a bad matchup. Commanders. That's why I didn't want to see them in the playoffs. I'm glad the Commanders didn't make it.
But here's the real issue is now you have that shitty fucking game in your mind going against Tom Brady, who's at home. Fuck that, dude. Like,
yeah.
And by the way, Julio's going to be back.
It's a Monday night game, too, by the way. Yeah. It's the first time they've ever had Monday night playoff games.
They opened the season, right? The Bucks, Cowboys?
Bucks beat them. Was that this year?
That was this year, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Blend together.
Yeah. They lost 19-3.
The Cowboys did.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Dude, that was, yeah.
The under 500 bucks are going to win the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
I don't see them getting past Philly or
they're definitely not getting by San Francisco. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they're definitely not getting out of there.
What about the, we can
run through the games here. So Chiefs, Raiders, that's the probably in my lifetime, I think that's the most disrespectful offensive football play I've ever seen in my entire life during that game. When they decided to do the snow globe and then throw a touchdown pass. I've never seen anything like it. That's what you would see in a Pop Warner game.
Well, they burned it. They can't even use it in the playoffs now.
No. So they were clearly just fucking with the Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like the biggest rivalry in the NFL. Maybe not the largest from a nationwide perspective, but the two organizations that hate each other the most
are those two. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
except for maybe Philly Dallas.
Cowboys.
But, yeah. Philly, I mean, Cowboys.
Cowboys, Giants.
Steelers, Browns.
Those two, the Cowboys and
Steelers,
Phillies.
Ravens.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. There's a few of them.
This is like the Chiefs fans. The reason I say that is because the Midwest, generally speaking, is pretty affable as a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And Chiefs fans are really, like, if you show up, if you're a fucking Giants fan or something, you show up to a Chiefs game wearing all your gear, no problem.
Yeah.
But if you show up wearing Raiders gear, you might get in a fight.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of how mouthy the state of Missouri's getting.
Yeah, it's getting real mouthy. Is that where Kansas City is?
Mm-hmm.
You bet. It's the best thing
there.
Are you a Chiefs fan, Bob?
I mean, I have sympathies towards it, but I don't really care.
No, Ross, he's from St. Louis.
Rams fan.
St. Louis fans don't watch football anymore.
He's a Kroenke fan.
St. Louis fans swore off football the way you did all of Atlanta sports.
All of Atlanta sports,
It's dead to
But by the way, Pat Mahomes, real quick, definitely the MVP now.
Yeah.
Just quietly, no one even noticed. Another one seed, another MVP season, and set the all-time NFL record for all purpose.
Yeah. Asterisk, though.
Don't worry about that. Yeah, 17
that
games.
One seed, you know?
Well, yeah, one extra game. But, yeah, we'll talk about that, too. But with him, 5,250 yards passing. I mean, what the fuck are we doing anymore?
That's, I mean, there is an extra game, right?
There is, but he only had 250. He was already over 5,000 before this started.
He's still 500 yards ahead of the second place guy. So that's credit, right? Like, you got to get credit for that.
Yeah.
You got to get credit for being 10% more than the next guy down the list.
Who was second, by the way?
Justin Herbert.
Brady was three?
Yep.
What?
Dude, wow. Mike Evans has clocked in with his 11th straight fucking 1,000-yard season to start his career. I've never even heard of Mike Evans until Tom Brady got to Tampa Bay.
Fantasy football, Texas A&M,
but not in the NFL because it was fucking crab legs throwing to him all the time. Yeah, they scored 35 points a game, but they gave up 60.
There's actually a theory going around with A&M fans in the last couple of years that Evans basically made Manziel because Johnny would just run around and scramble and throw wild balls and – Evans, who was an animal, would just go up there and get everything.
It might not be that far off.
Well, also, a premier coach like Sumlin.
Yeah, Sumlin, absolutely.
Is that Pat? Was his name Pat
Kevin.
Or Ken?
Kevin.
Kev. Yeah. That premier guy.
He had the helicopter where he would fly recruits.
Gross. Next up was the Jaguars game, man. That was I thought the Jags were going to win by a lot more than that.
I was sweating that hard because Jags when they were down 10-0 at like plus 150.
That's a good bet,
though. And I put $500 on it, and I was just like,
that's a good bet.
At the end, I'm like, I don't trust Trevor Lawrence to win this game.
Man. Well, it's not. I don't think it's there's no number one receiver on that team.
It's not even that. He overthrew
balls. He didn't look
great. They should have scored like two other touchdowns.
That last one,
the
scoop and score,
I breathed a sigh of relief, though, because I'm like, there's no way Josh Dobbs is going to score a touchdown here.
Didn't it seem like his mechanics deteriorated from like the middle of the third quarter?
He just got excited.
He
overthrew
it. It just seemed like he was nervous.
He completed a couple on the same drive where he overthrew that ball in the end zone, actually. He completed a couple of sidearm passes. And you could tell on that last one he overthrew, he got on the side of he got under the ball a little bit and it fucking sailed on him. You know what I mean?
In real life, though, he's 6'6". There's no need to sidearm anyone. Like,
well, no, he's sidearming. He's sidearming to avoid defensive ends there. But like once, like you got to fuck it. That's just repetitions. That's just being young.
But easily,
it was Josh Dobbs,
your coach of the year, Doug P.
Oh yeah,
easily.
Oh yeah,
easily. Like, I mean, it's not even close. And he got him into the playoffs. Congratulations. I think they're up on the Saturday games next week.
They are the only team. Them and the Bears are the only two teams that don't have a single Pro Bowler.
Really?
Wait, who's the Pro Bowler from Atlanta?
Is it Pitts? I don't know. But they have somebody. Because I saw it earlier, the only two teams that don't have a Pro Bowler are the Jags and the Bears.
Doesn't Atlanta have a dope kicker?
The Chinaman.
The Asian.
Yeah, he's on that squad, but he's not that good. Shit. The only thing he was really good at was when that parlor got shut up. They went to him. He was the only famous Asian person in Atlanta at the time. And he gave some great interviews for that. But other than that, he's not that great. Who else is a fucking Pro Bowler in this team?
Right guard Chris Lindstrom.
I was gonna say. There you go. Nailed it, dude.
That's it.
Fair Nailed enough. It. Yep. Let's go. Speaking of the Falcons, they decided to keep playing this year for no reason. And
they went
7-10. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it.
Well, you have a good coach.
Blow up the team. He's not that good.
He's a good coach.
He's not that great.
Your team's trash.
You give me fucking... they are, but I'm saying... But if I had my choice of coaches, let's give me Sean Payton here. Let's figure it
the
fuck out.
So the Falcons went
from... He's not going to Atlanta.
The Falcons
went... No, he's not. I wouldn't go there either.
The Falcons went from the 5 pick to the 8th pick. It may not make a difference, but it can.
5 to 8? It could make a difference. That's a huge difference.
It could.
Depends on what you need.
We need everything. We need everything on this team.
Bryce Young, Will Levis, and CJ Stroud are going to be off the board by then.
They're all gone. Yeah. Right.
I don't think any of them are good enough to get a quarterback and then like let them die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not like Justin Fields where you can justify, or Trevor Lawrence, like justify like letting them flail on an empty roster. Like, those guys aren't good enough.
I don't trust anybody that's getting drafted in the first round this year.
No.
The offensive line for Atlanta is not terrible.
How do you mean quarterback?
Quarterback.
But how often do you? We've been spoiled.
More often than not.
We've been spoiled a little bit here recently with people like Mahomes and Burrow coming out of college.
Even Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's clearly a guy.
But he went to a bad, bad team. Like, as bad as the Bengals were, they're nowhere near as bad as, even now, Jacksonville sucks. Like, the Bengals, had T. Higgins and what's his nuts? Who's the other receiver?
Ja'Marr Chase.
No, before.
Ja'Marr was the year after.
Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, yeah. Like, they already had a decent team. They signed Christian Kirk and all these guys came over this year.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Jacksonville is here, or is this year, what fucking Burrow's team was in his rookie year, right? Jacksonville, you got to think they're going to go after a couple of receivers now, right? In
we'll
the draft.
See. Like
their receivers are not good.
And there's some dudes down there that'll fall down there.
And they got Ridley come next year.
That's right, dude.
Yeah. Calvin Ridley, yeah.
Ridley is a one. He's a good fucking receiver, dude.
He'll be a good number two there. They need to take Quentin Johnson in the first round if they can get their hands on him. Or somebody. Well,
with Christian Kirk, because they paid a lot of money for Christian Kirk.
He's a good slot guy. That's what he's done his entire career.
Right.
Why try to get him to do something that he hasn't ever
done?
He's
not, but I think Ridley's good enough. I think they'd go after something else.
Maybe. I mean, they can get what's his nuts? The guy at the Texans said today that he doesn't want to be part of a rebuild, so he's going to
Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, Brandon Cooks. He's a good fucking two slash slot guy, too.
Yeah.
They might need some linemen, too. Lawrence was getting harassed.
Look, Bengals have proven you don't need a line. You just need a great quarterback.
A great quarterback in a run game.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
One of the best fucking receivers we've ever seen in our life. Ja'Marr Chase is pretty good.
Yeah. Bills game. I think we were all watching it. Opening kickoff was probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen in sports.
I think it was staged. I think that Josh Allen's a crisis actor.
It wasn't staged, but you know how they give like a terminally ill cancer kid a run in practice?
Sure, I would have said that, but the Patriots were genuinely playing for a playoff spot. And I had so much money on this Bills game that I'm like, why do they keep trying so hard? And I was like, oh shit, they're playing for a playoff spot. Because I had this on every single thing. I was like, Bills by 50. They ended up covering and it was fine, but that was an awesome game to watch and it was a blast. Congratulations to the Bills. However, they get boned now because it's going to be a coin toss with either the Bengals or them, depending upon if they all make it to the next round. And that's weird because, look, the Chiefs got beat by the Bills and the Bengals.
Also, potentially, wasn't there something about like a AFC championship game that could be on like a neutral field?
That's what it is, yeah. So
it'll be a coin flip, yeah.
It'll be a coin flip, and it could go to a neutral field, which is going to fuck over one of these teams. And what is the neutral field?
I don't know. That's
Do we know where that's at? They tried Indy, and I guess Indy declined.
Really?
That's kind of petty.
Which is stupid.
I would want the money. That's so much money, dude.
The city is probably not too happy about
that. No.
I'm thinking,
what about Dallas?
This time of year, fucking... Man, Miami and Jacksonville are both in. Arizona's where the fucking Super Bowl is going to be. They're not going
to
do that.
No.
Well, you'd like to play it somewhere where they could get to. Just play in Atlanta.
Atlanta or Dallas.
There's not going to be any playoff games in Atlanta anytime soon.
Just, no.
And it's one of the best stadiums in the
league. It is, yeah.
Right.
If you're going to a playoff game in Atlanta, it's the SEC championship. That's about it. It ain't a pro team.
Or it's a Super Bowl and the Falcons aren't in it.
Yeah, exactly.
People are saying Vegas.
Ooh, whatever's a fun one.
Whatever's
that would be
easy
nice to
rub
it in.
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Face, just whatever's easy to fly
have
to.
But somewhere you want to go to.
Have the Chiefs win the AFC Championship in the Raiders' home stadium. That would be nice. Although I don't think the Chiefs are going to win. I think it's going to be the Bucks or the Bengals.
Yeah, well, we'll get to it.
We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, scrolling down here, Vikings and Bears. Bears end up getting the first pick. There's a few people on Twitter who were hitting me up about the Fields thing. No, dude, he's the dude. Anybody who could survive in that, I feel like it's Gladiator on that team. If you make it out of there, because that was the worst team I've ever seen, and you just make it out alive, you deserve to start there. So I don't think the Bears draft quarterback. Probably trade or either that or go for Will Anderson.
So PFF has the Bears trading to the Colts. And the Colts taking Bryce Young first overall.
That's a great move.
Mm-hmm.
And that should happen.
And the Colts would give up, obviously, their number four pick. Yep. And they would also probably give up an extra second round pick, if I had to guess. Or maybe a third round or something like that.
Second is usually what it is.
You've got to get a second.
They would probably get a King's ransom for that. Even next year's first.
I really do think Bryce Young is going to be a good NFL quarterback.
So do I.
But to go from their five now, I think, right? So they would go from 5-1. That would
it's a big deal.
It's 4-1. But yeah, either way, right? It's, well, as it stands right now. Maybe. It's possible, yeah. Either way, the two best, Bryce Young and Levis, will be off the board by then.
Yeah.
You can't take that chance.
I do take back what I said earlier where we don't trust any quarterbacks. I do trust Bryce Young. Bryce Young's the one dude where I'm like, I think he'll be fine.
Just his composure.
Composure,
man. Is the thing that does it for me. I mean, he's a little shorter than I'd like him to be, but, you know.
Nothing anymore.
He's the one Alabama quarterback we've seen come out recently that didn't have, like, the three best wide receivers on earth, all like for his entire tenure there.
Yeah, I think you saw him with both. You saw him with great receivers, and then you saw him with this year, whoever was out there this year, and he was still great.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll find out as we scroll down here. Bengals, man, shit, they're on fucking fire, dude. They won again. Obviously, it wasn't close. Lamar Jackson, does he play in the playoffs?
No.
He would be stupid to play in the playoffs.
I agree. Then what do you do with him?
He's just sitting out.
Everybody knows who he is and what he can do.
Yep.
Either pay him or let him go, man. If they franchise him, he should sit out. The way this organization.
Well, you're going to need something. You're going to need picks or a trade. They're not just going to let him go free without anything, right?
Sure, yeah. They'll have to trade him.
And we saw what happened with Cleveland last year, right? They got a fuck ton of picks.
Well, he's what? Restricted next year?
Who?
Lamar.
Would they franchise him? You can franchise him, You can franchise him. But that's the only thing you can do. Or sign him to a deal. Either way, he's going to get paid. So, yeah, I mean, because the Ravens are playing the Bengals next week again. That's where this comes up. Texans was hilarious, obviously. Jets, Dolphins was the worst game I've ever seen in my entire life.
Fins up.
No.
I mean, the Texans won this game. They could have fucking just... They could have gone for two and run the dumbest play of all time and intentionally lost the game.
Or just throw it at the back of the end zone.
Whatever. And the Colts would have dropped down to like the sixth pick by winning that game.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And that the other team that's in the hunt for the first quarterback in the draft, which is the Colts, which is the team you're fucking playing this week, and you beat them.
It's crazy.
Why would you fucking do that?
It's crazy.
You improved their position and fucked yours over.
And not only that, they're in the same division.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Lovie Smith fucked them.
But what's dumber, that them or playing the Chargers playing their starters in a meaningless game, in which two of their key guys got hurt in this?
A meaningless game against the fucking Broncos.
Yeah. Like, where Bosa got it, and it's freezing cold. Bosa got hurt. I don't know if he'll be back. Williams doesn't look like he's going to be back. I saw that injury. I don't know if he's going to be back next week. It's your top wide receiver, and then you lose your top defender on a meaningless game. Who fucking coaches the Chargers?
I forget, but he's
that guy
bad.
Should be fired.
Staley?
Sorry. Oh, yeah, it is, yeah. That fucking dummy. Oh, he's the one that called the timeout last year, too.
Yeah, he sucks.
He's gone, dude. Get him the fuck out of there. Meaningless.
Yeah, that's the rumors I've been hearing are that Sean Payton is going to the Chargers.
Oof, that'd be dirty.
Yeah.
That'd be great. That's a great team.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
I mean, look at what he did with Drew Brees and think about him with Herbert now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that'd be a really good situation for those guys.
Giants, Eagles, man. So I lost one fucking game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It was this.
We let them backdoor.
Literally. I mean, there was fucking, I don't know, a minute and a half left.
We're up 16 lost my, at one
and,
point.
And the spread was 7. So, and they were.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
By 6.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to come on and talk shit about how awful Jalen Hurts was because he was terrible in this game. He's been out for 2 weeks. Minshew's been out for 2 years.
About? He's been out for 3 weeks.
Yeah, and he's
either way, Minshew's been out for
shoulder.
Well, so here's the thing: the coach said after the game that he's really fucking hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said he didn't say hurt. He said hurting, which is not the same thing, right?
Yeah, but like they said he was having trouble throwing the football, which makes sense. He was 20 of 35. So before I was going to shit on him, I was unaware how hurt he was because he had a, I mean, he looked bad. It was 20 for 35 and he had a pick against the Giants B team in this game here. Is he going to be healthy enough for the playoffs is the problem for the Eagles now.
The more concerning thing is Lane Johnson going to play.
Is he? Was he out too?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, this, I don't like this Eagles team in the playoffs. This 49ers, though, was the next game. They just keep fucking rolling people. It's nuts, dude. Brock Purdy had 3 touchdowns.
Well, they played
this fucking game.
They played the Cardinals.
I understand, but this is 10 in a row now. They've won 10 fucking games in a row with the worst quarterbacks that God has ever created.
And they play in one of the worst divisions in football, right?
You shut your mouth. The Seahawks are in the playoffs, friend.
Yeah, they got 2 in, yeah.
They got 2 in, and they're playing each other next week. So that's it. They obviously beat the Rams. Baker Mayfield. Was Baker Mayfield here, at the end of that? Here,
there's a lot of fuckery going on this year with the scheduling and teams looking better. So in the NFL, you play your division and you play an assortment of teams from your conference, but you like primarily your games are from one conference. You play every team in one conference, and then you play every team in one conference in the AFC or the NFC, whichever conference. Yeah. So this year, the 49ers home conference. Out of division games were against the NFC South.
Right? Okay.
In the same way that the fucking Redskins, Giants benefited from playing some shitty teams, so did.
So is anybody in the NFC then any good? Like
the 49ers and the Eagles are fucking really good football teams. And they can
Because we had the Packers as a dark horse on this show 2 weeks ago. They're not even in the fucking playoffs.
If Aaron Rodgers had started leading his team like he did 4 weeks ago at the beginning of the season, they would have won 12 or 13 games. It's not a bad team. He's a bad leader.
Yes, right? I agree.
He also said at the end of the game he's going to hold on to his jersey.
I saw
so
that.
So people are speculating whether or not it was the last game as a Packer.
Well, can I tell you what I thought when because I was watching it live, and they was mic'd up, so you could hear it pretty clearly. And he goes, no, I think I'm going to hold on to this one. I thought he meant because it was cold. I mean, it was fucking freezing, and he just didn't want to take off his jersey.
No, I think it's me and Joe Green kind of situation where that's for posterity because he's not coming back on that field again.
Do you guys think he's coming back?
No.
To the Packers or at all?
I don't know anything about Aaron Rodgers at this point.
His life is a mystery.
Yeah, he could do whatever.
Right.
I don't think I think he would be foolish to come back to the Packers. I think it would be a bad move for himself.
Because the Packers aren't a good team?
Because he doesn't want to do that. You feel like because I'm a man, this is my responsibility, I should do that, but that's not how it worked out, is it? You put yourself in a situation where you know you're not going to be motivated to perform with a bunch of children because you're 40 years old now, and this is the result.
Yeah.
Go to a place, like go to fucking Vegas and play for the Raiders.
What if he went to the 49ers?
Either one of those teams would be fine.
Right?
Because he went to Berkeley. He went to Cal.
Yeah. Either one of those would be fine, but him and Green Bay right now just doesn't make sense. It's not about... You only get so many of these years of your life, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as much as I rag on the guy, he's in a shitty situation right there that he didn't want to be in the first place. And because he wanted to seem loyal or tough or like a whatever the fuck, he's persisted through these last couple of years and he should have left a long time ago.
Well, he took the money. So.
Yeah, because if you're going to fucking do it, you may as well take the money. He did it for 2 years before they gave him that new contract.
Can he get out of there and go to another team?
They can basically trade him without a huge cap hit this year, yes.
Or can he opt out on his own? Is he allowed to opt out on his own?
I don't think there's an opt out. I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know if he was able to opt out.
Kind of walking out to Joshua Tree and never coming back.
Yeah. Also a possibility. Well, yeah. And by Joshua Tree.
He would move to Austin. Right.
You mean, yeah.
He'll be here.
Yeah. On it. Yeah. In some steamy room.
Yeah, he'll be down here, dude. He'll be on the podcast next week. Real quick here, we're brought to you by mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. A lot of money on tonight's games, but next week it is jam-packed. NFL playoffs are starting next week. They are Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for the first time ever because of the ratings dominance of the NFL. If they could put them on every single night of the week, like Bob said earlier, there would be football on Monday through fucking Sunday. Man, with gambling, it has completely changed the game out there. And if you're out there and just want to throw some money on and keep it on in the background, mybookie.com is a blast to use. Super easy. And the spreads are really fucking good there. And so are the golf odds. We'll start picking up the golf show here.
That'll be this week.
Soon, yeah, this week. Also,
college basketball as well.
College basketball as well is back. Missouri's pretty good this year.
We're ranked,
They're ranked, so Bob's going to be amped.
fucking go.
It's January.
Yeah, it is. It is.
He's mad because Missouri beat UCF.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, yeah, but it was kind of some bullshit.
Why? What happened?
A fucking miraculous last second heave.
Oh, that's awesome.
A three, even better. A bank shot three to win the game.
Even better.
Yeah.
And if you want to go to any of these games, all of it, college basketball, NFL, playoffs, we'll be at the Waste Management, all that shit, go to drinkitbrostickets.com. About 10 bucks cheaper than StubHub. Super easy. All the back end is the same there. Let's say for next year here, if in your guts, where does Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers end up? We'll start with you, Holloway.
Well, I think Tom Brady's going to win the Super Bowl and retire. And I think that...
Is that real?
Yeah.
You really think the Bucs could win the Super Bowl?
NFC
is wide open.
He's been on so many teams that have won the Super Bowl that I didn't think had a possible chance of winning it.
That's true.
Like, none of those teams. The one team that I thought could win the Super Bowl is the Randy Moss one, where he got fucking bounced in the first round.
Oh, yeah.
Or the undefeated team.
The undefeated team. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either one of those. It's like, I don't know, man. But no, I don't. The one that makes the most sense is Rodgers going to the 49ers, and maybe
Brady going to the Raiders.
Brady going to the Raiders. Yeah.
Look, Brady is also from that area, the 49ers.
Yeah, Northern California.
He is, yeah.
So either one.
But he's more like Rodgers is kind of a hippie, so I think he's Northern California would make sense for him. Tom Brady is a Republican. He's not going to California.
But Tom Brady is like also a tech bro.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. My only...
He could go to the Colts. Indianapolis has a burgeoning tech scene.
Yeah, exactly. But with the Raiders, dude, like looking at this team, the wild shit to me is you've got probably the second or first best wide receiver in football in Devontae Adams. Mm-hmm. He even had a great year with a shitty quarterback.
Like Vegas would be a pretty good fit for his new girlfriend as well.
Yes. Yeah. Josh Jacobs he led the league in rushing this year, so you got a great running back. You got a great tight end, which he loves tight ends.
So does
you got Josh McDaniels.
So
back.
Does Vegas trade the 7th pick to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers?
No,
I
think Brady's going to the Raiders, and Brady has an opt out, so he can just go.
He can do whatever he wants. Yeah.
He can leave.
So you draft Brady, you sign Brady as a free agent, and you take right now they're projected to take C.J. Stroud.
Oh no! Take Brady. Take Brady.
But C.J. Stroud's not the kind of guy that's going to start first day anyway.
Take both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Let Stroud sit behind Brady.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad for a couple years.
I think every Ohio State man needs to learn from a Michigan man, personally.
Not in college. Brady was terrible in college.
Get that ring, bro.
He only had one. No, he never won anything.
He was backup.
He was a backup then. Yeah.
Philly's going to have...
Brady's got plenty of rings. You don't have to add an extra one for free.
Philly's going to have the 10th pick because they got that pick from the Saints. Mm-hmm. So they could take...
Are they really?
They'd be lower if we beat them last week.
They could
week,
take Quentin Johnson.
Right?
Good Lord.
What they will probably do is take an offensive tackle.
Yeah, I don't think we need another receiver right now.
No.
Yeah.
Your tackle. Center's great. If Lane's back, your right tackle's great. Your left tackle's great. You need maybe a fucking left guard.
I'm pretty stacked.
I don't know how much... Like, you don't want to take a first-round pick on a guy that's going to be your backup for depth.
No.
So you probably take another – shit, you don't even need any edge rushers. What the fuck?
Maybe linebacker, maybe? Not a running back at 10.
Not a 10.
If B.J. Robinson was
just
around.
You got to just take a wide receiver.
They've got to take in Brian Branch from Alabama, who's the best defensive back in the draft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
But he's a safety. You don't take a safety in the fucking first half of the first round.
Yeah, like Tyrann Mathieu back in the day.
That didn't really pay off.
Well, it paid off
to the second team.
Yeah.
If you're the 49ers, dude, and Aaron Rodgers is out there, your team is fucking loaded.
His contract is they can get out of it after next season in the 24 offseason if they want it. But
Rodgers or Packers?
Both sides.
Okay. Also, if Brock Purdy wins the Super Bowl, you're bringing back Brock Purdy.
You think so?
No.
Yeah.
It's a heartless business.
It is. I think you upgrade.
He's been good.
But Brock Purdy would be, I'm sure, more than happy to sit behind Rodgers.
I mean, dude, fucking
for a year or two.
Garoppolo, if he lights it up as Super Bowl MVP.
Garoppolo got them to the Super Bowl and was essentially Kyle Shanahan mismanagement from being Super Bowl MVP. Mm-hmm. And like they were ready to move on from him like a year later.
With a guy who played 11 games in college.
Right.
Yeah. That's who they were moving on to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
like it's heartless, man. Yeah.
It's a ruthless
Jimmy
business.
G has been bad. Brock has been good. Right, that's the difference.
Here's the other difference. Aaron Rodgers has been better. Yeah. It's Aaron Rodgers. You're not going to say no to it.
You want to deal with that bullshit? Because then it's just a clash of two like egos.
Yeah, I get
you have
that.
Shanahan and what do you got to
give up for him? I mean, San Francisco is going to have a shitty. I guess they could trade their first round pick.
Honestly, yeah. Here's the real thing. The Niners should be the ones going after Brady.
I agree with that.
Well, if you don't have to give up anything, if you're
yeah,
again, Shanahan yeah. doesn't want that ego either.
I don't think he minds. I mean, look,
I do. Shanahan wins.
Does he
the Super
not want
Bowl?
The narrative that's, of finally winning a Super Bowl?
Exactly.
But it's
I was just gonna say, yeah, dude, that's the first time he would win the Super Bowl.
Because then it's not his Super Bowl.
Mm. Yeah, if he wins this year, it is completely Shanahan.
Well, this right. year, but if he doesn't,
if right. he wins with Brady next after. Year,
I think he trusts his system and you plug someone right. in.
He doesn't want to be like his buddy Sean
yeah.
and just bring in a gunslinger nope. to finish the roster.
Nope.
All right.
I think he would. Fuck yeah, it's a ruthless business. I think he would for sure.
Yeah, but his ego's at play too. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying Shanahan and Rodgers for sure would clash heads.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, Tua is not cleared to play yet, so he's probably going to be out of that Bills game.
More Skylar Thompson.
And then fucking Mostert has a broken thumb, so it doesn't look great for the Dolphins. I'm sure that spread will be huge tomorrow.
The 49ers don't even have a first-round draft pick. That means it's that like super unlikely
that Rodgers
will end up there.
Right. So they don't have to be Brady.
What personnel are you going to trade there? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It'd have to be Brady.
Philly's got two first round picks.
Rodgers or the Eagles?
Philly's got the 10th pick.
Yeah. Because what if Jalen Hurts chokes again in the first round?
They've got the 10th pick and then
what would be the second
whatever,
round?
How are they finished
right,
the
but
season?
But only because of the regular season record. But what if he doesn't win a playoff game? Who would be their first matchup?
Yeah,
you
we're,
know?
Not, we're not going to move on. It's probably the winner of, it's the lowest seed out of
yeah, the lowest
yeah,
seed.
Yeah, there's winner. No bracket. It's whatever. Yeah, they should reshuffle.
So it'll be, hold on. We can make some educated
little
guesses here.
Little predictions. Yeah.
Would be the Cowboys?
If they beat the Bucks? No, because those are, that's...
Yes,
it would be.
Yeah.
Well, who's seven?
Or if the Bucks win, or it'll be the winner.
Oh, the Giants are going to be the Vikings.
If the Giants win, it'll be the Giants. If the Buccaneers win, it'll be the Buccaneers.
I wouldn't want to play the Giants.
If the Seahawks win, it'll be the Seahawks. The Philly will whip the Giants' ass. They'll run them off the field.
I would be more worried about the Bucks.
Like everybody should
I don't know,
be worried about
man.
The Bucks.
I mean,
it's you don't want to fuck with that shit.
It's yeah. When you start playing interdivision shit, like, I mean, that's tough, dude.
Who is the seven seed? Is it the Giants?
It's the Buccaneers. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's the Seahawks. They were last.
Oh, Seahawks, yeah.
So the Seahawks are playing.
Right, they were
49ers.
Last
in. They're playing the 49ers, but that spread is 10. 49ers are going to run them off the
yeah,
fucking.
What the Seahawks?
No way.
Hey, give Pete Carroll some
no
credit, man.
No way.
Dude, you nope. never know.
No. No.
The Seahawks could do it.
49ers look nasty, dude.
Jim Harbaugh is about to do what Pete Carroll did back in 2004, by the way, which is like, oh, NCAA sanctions are coming. I'm out. you're not going to suspend me. I'm going to fucking
Denver.
What
was that? He like film shit?
Who?
No, he bought, allegedly, he bought a kid a burger at some local spot and then lied to the NCAA about it.
He also offered to adopt all their bastard children.
Right. Sure. Like, in order to not have abortions.
No
abortions.
I feel like you should allow dudes to buy
in my
food
yeah in my opinion that with this college bullshit, even though I hate Michigan and I obviously hate Harbaugh, I dude, with the NIL money that's going around, buying a kid a burger, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
it was like the Terrell Pryor shit with the what he got a free tattoos.
Well,
like,
the crime is the crime is more I think lying to the police sort of so to speak.
Yeah, but that's isn't that kind of sinister?
But also the NCAA is just trying to hold on for the little power that they have.
Yeah,
it's
over.
Not much.
It's over
it's
for
over
them pretty soon.
Yeah, it's over real goddamn soon there. We'll flip on over here to college basketball. New rankings are out. Houston is number one. You guys good with that?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Purdue lost to
Purdue
Rutgers
lost.
Again.
Houston.
But they beat Ohio State, and Ohio State's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell
Ohio
you who
State's
I,
fun.
I'll tell you who I low-key think is
the... Bryce Sensabaugh is really fucking
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. And they put up points.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're fun to watch. They lost again, though, too.
But they can't close.
No, they can't close. They lost to Maryland yesterday. The coach can't close, though. It's Holtman. They need a new coach there.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like Holtman?
I don't.
They've been a little down since Thad left. Like, I mean,
the EJ
Liddell team
quarter.
Was good.
Yeah. They always run up, and they're always up, blowing people out, and then they just...
chased Thad out of town.
Well, Thad had some other issues that they don't talk about in real life. So.
Well, he's at Butler now.
He is, and I'm happy for it, because we have Butler's coach, and it turned out to be even, it looks like. But Thad had some other problems there.
Okay. The bottle. You can't get into it?
The bottle.
I'll tell you who I low-key think is the best team in college basketball right now.
Who's that?
Alabama. Alabama no. is fucking terrifying.
They, you don't they think they beat the brakes off of Kentucky?
I think Houston...
That's what they do, man. They fucking fire threes and... It works sometimes.
No, this is different.
It works a lot of times.
The roster looks different than it has in the past. Like, they're long and they are fucking
They're
going to
win
beefy.
The SEC. But did it's you either them or Tennessee.
Did you watch that Houston game?
I did not.
Like, Houston shot 50% from free throw line, and they shot like 20% from three and lost by 6 points. You know what I mean? Like, I think Houston's probably a little bit. Well, we'll see. This is. It's
no.
It's
Look,
January.
I think Houston is probably the best team in the country, but if I had to pick a tournament champion winner. Like, just if I had to see someone, if I could imagine someone blowing through the tournament, it would be Alabama.
You don't want to run into a team that shoots threes like that.
The most talented team in the country is UConn, but Dan Hurley is just a complete liability. He's unhinged.
Yeah.
Do they have depth?
He's unhinged.
He's always been unhinged. He's been unhinged his entire life.
He
just doesn't know how to run the rotations or what?
No, it's like he has problems with refs a lot. And he pisses off the refs to the point where it's like, oh, yeah, there's a noticeable difference between foul calls.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the coach's expectation is. Like, you can just be a cunt the whole game and expect it to get called fairly. It's still a human being.
And by the way, if there's one sport where you can completely get away with calling an unfair game, it's fucking college basketball. Because the refereeing's already so terrible that you can't break Hanlon's razor. You know what I mean? You can never assign malice. Yeah. It's impossible because it's so bad at all times.
You could also call, in the NBA, you could call a foul on almost every play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So it's like I don't know. We haven't heard any major gambling out of college basketball, but it's coming, right?
Yeah, it's
like
coming.
It feels like it's coming.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Because they get
there's so many games.
The refs in fucking college basketball get pissed off at individual coaches and call shitty games. You could tell.
Oh, and by the way, like,
and in road games sometimes you get fucked over. It's like, if they're willing to do that just out of spite, what are they willing to do for money?
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, when like Henry Hill and shit, when they were fixing college basketball games, it wasn't it wasn't Len Bias. It wasn't North Carolina and Michael Jordan and fucking Dean Smith and shit. It was like Holy Cross and like fucking tiny schools.
Mm. Holy Cross. Sorry, I just like to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed doing that. A bunch of people DM me, D'Anthony and I, about UNC Wilmington and how amped they are about them. They're 14-3. Tickets are going for $115 at Trask. That's crazy.
Best team in North Carolina. No.
That's what people are saying. So no lie. They're like, hey, will you shout them out on the show? And I was like, for sure. 14-3.
Many women pregnant there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
NCW is where it's at. It's a lot of fun.
Kind of nice. You think Coach K is a little disappointed in Shire?
Yes. So a lot of people are talking about how shitty Duke is. They're hanging in. They're 24. They're
fine.
Still technically ranked.
They're okay.
They're 12-4, but everybody's saying UNC Wilmington's the best team in North Carolina.
But this isn't college football. It doesn't matter if you come into the tournament with fucking 10 losses, dude.
Right. Like, UNC last year was an 8 seed.
Doesn't matter.
It was on the bubble the entire year.
Who did Texas end up hiring?
No one yet.
No one yet.
It's just an interim.
So Beard, because Beard is gone.
Yes.
Who's their old coach that started at Clemson? What's his name?
Rick Barnes.
Yeah.
He's at Tennessee, and they're favorite from the SEC right now.
Tennessee's been really good for years under Barnes.
Yeah.
He's a good coach, but he never makes any
waves. He made the Final Four with UT once. He recruited Kevin Durant to UT, but they didn't do anything that year.
They lost the Swaggy.
He was one and done.
Swaggy
he was
out.
Yeah. I mean, he was a good coach at UT. UT was having this like situation at the time. Mm-hmm. This was like right when I moved here, where they fucking hated Mac Brown and fucking hated Rick Barnes.
And those
always,
were their glory years.
I know. They were like winning, but not enough, you know. And
Barnes was a good coach at Clemson, too. It was the only time their basketball teams were relevant ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Clemson's good this year. Clemson might win the ACC this year.
Yeah, but they're not ranked, so that tells you all you need to know about the ACC this year, right?
Well,
yeah,
it was bad last year. It's better this year. I mean, Pitt's okay.
You think they're going to... Virginia's in the ACC, aren't they?
Yeah, Virginia's good this year.
They're going to beat Virginia?
Virginia's really good this year.
Yeah, but Clemson is good.
We'll see.
They're
27th right now, just out of the top 25.
Well, they'll obviously make it with this many fucking teams.
Well, yeah, it's like they it's upped now. It's like 82 teams or some shit now? Or
no,
84?
No,
it's
still
68.
They're talking about expanding it, and they really don't do that. Like, it's just, it's at its fucking limit, man. Like, I guess maybe... Because
then, why have a regular season?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Because it'll be pointless. By the way, breaking news here for Warriors. Reggie Bush got elected the College Football Hall of Fame. Congratulations.
They should give him his Heisman back now NIL is legal.
No shit.
Oh, and also, I mean, UCLA. That's the team to look out for.
Basketball-wise?
In the tournament.
What are they ranked?
I think they're top 10, but they're starting to feel it.
Why is Gonzaga losing so many games early in the season?
Because they're now they've got... So last year and the year prior, they had experience and athleticism, and this year they only have experience.
Yeah, they don't have Jalen Suggs or our boy.
Or Chet. Still got Timmy.
I still think Jalen
Timmy
Suggs
stinks. He's going to win. He might be like in contention for player of the year, but he's not good.
They're not even the best team in their conference. St. Mary's is better than
San Francisco.
Gonzaga
is awesome.
San Francisco's great. I've been on San Francisco for years, all right? I've been talking about them since we started our college basketball show.
Yeah.
They seem to make the tournament every 4 years, something like that.
They're an institution now.
USF, I believe, has a old-timey national title.
Also, San Francisco won a natty.
They did, and it was like, it wasn't that long. It was like in the 80s. Wasn't it 87 or some shit?
No, it was like the 60s.
50s.
Yeah.
Was it the 50s?
Yeah.
I remember because I used to walk by the headquarters for their university all the time, and they have a fucking thing that says former national champs.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it the first time. I'm like, that had to be a while back, right?
It was. It was like 50s, 60s.
Fucking, Wilt didn't go there, right?
No.
They do have some famous alumni.
I think he might have.
Did he transfer? I don't know.
Did he play for the Warriors? Was it? He had a San Francisco connection.
He played for the Philly Warriors.
I forget what it was. Real quick, we'll switch on over to mixed martial arts here, Giorgio. Jake Paul just signed with the PFL.
Let's go.
Is he going to fight Nate Diaz? And is this a full MMA or is this boxing as well?
Bill Russell went to San Francisco.
Okay. That's right. Yeah.
All right, the quick synopsis and Casey on Jones. The Jake Paul MMA signing.
And
he
Bill
signed
Cartwright
with the Professional Fight League, which is now as the third best league in the U.S.
Who's second?
Bellator.
Okay.
As far as promotions, there's quite a few good fighters who fight for the PFL. They usually do a season-long competition, and the winner of the weight class gets $1 million. Jake Paul is doing a different thing, which is a super fight organization where he co-promotes with the PFL, and his promotion
he gets
MVP,
a percentage.
And then the headliners get 50% of the pay-per-view, and that's like his way of like giving it back to the fighters. I don't know if that's everyone on the main card splits that within 50%, or
but he's
just
also got a percentage of the PFL now. So he doesn't have
is he
to
an owner.
Yeah, he doesn't necessarily have to fight, but he will fight.
He will fight.
Would it bring a lot of eyeballs if he fights Nate Diaz?
I don't think he would fight Nate Diaz in the PFL.
I think he would. Yeah,
I think he'll want to box Nate Diaz because if he gets on the ground with him, Nate Diaz will pull him.
Well,
apart.
He offered him a two fight deal to box first and then fight in MMA. This was before his
six
announcement.
Months later, right?
This was before his announcement of signing with Professional Fight League. I mean, let's give him a fighter. Let's see what happens. I think this moves the needle on Jake Paul again and makes it kind of interesting.
Makes PFL interesting.
I don't know if you want to give him an old kind of washed up superstar. I don't really know if that's the route with, you know, some weight advantage or disadvantage.
Probably
want
a striker.
Maybe you
just somebody's gonna take him down.
Give him somebody in the PFL and get a chance to fight Jake Paul. But I don't know if that does the numbers pay-per-view wise. So we're kind of in an interesting position. Nate Diaz is the front runner for who he's going to fight. We'll see what Nate does with that. Whether he accepts,
I think he's
going
to have to wait though, because Nate is just Nate. So I think between he'll probably fight Tommy Fury. He'll beat Tommy Fury.
Who?
Jake.
Oh well, the interesting thing about that. So I was listening to Bisbing this morning, and he said he thinks Jake Paul is now done with boxing altogether.
It doesn't do numbers anymore. He can't
beat everybody. He's the world champion of boxing.
Yeah, he's defeated. It's him and Rocky Marciano.
He fought,
it's the only two undefeated
fighters. He fought six people that had never boxed a day in a goddamn life and beat him.
Bring Muhammad Ali's dead body.
I'm going to challenge an old lady to a fucking sprint after the show and then say I'm the fastest motherfucker on earth.
You demand that the Olympics let you win, right? You just keep racing.
You can race Lizzo.
Lose. Yeah, Lizzo's going to win that. But with that, though, I think he's right. His reasoning was, look, I don't, and he prefaced it by saying, I don't want to be a Jake Paul hater. He just said, I think it's run its course as far as he doesn't want to fight real boxers. Tommy Fury would be a real boxer, so
sort of.
He's
Instagram a real boxer the same way that Billy Ripken was a real baseball player.
So that's what Joe Rogan said, by the way, on that podcast. He said,
just
he's awful.
If you want
he brought
to
up
this
Billy
take,
Ripken.
That.
That's a weird.
Yeah. So with that, he said the numbers aren't doing well as far as pay-per-view buys. He's correct in that. I think the last fight was maybe 62,000 pay-per-view. Wasn't good. I think we bought it here to do a live watch.
PFL is also ESPN. So
Oh, they own that.
Yeah, and well, they do. Shit. PFL's been pretty interesting. They've done a number of Grand Prix tournaments. Our buddy won one.
Sean O'Connell.
They have the smart cage. They have like advanced statistics that pop up.
What is the smart cage?
They just have a bunch of random numbers all around.
It's like the StatCast Apple baseball broadcast, but for fighting.
Okay. Are you interested in that at all? Would you like to see MMA?
People are going to talk about it on the internet. Part of my job is to talk about this on the internet. We are here on the
We're here talking about PFL right now.
That's true. We're going to talk about your beard missing or no?
It's coming back.
Okay, it is.
Yeah, so he got the mange. That's what happened. And we had to put him down.
From diving in the minge.
Was that what it is?
No, it's from
wrestling.
Was
it wrestling? Wrestling?
I thought I could have had some funk, and it was just a bruise.
Funk?
And bacteria.
Yeah.
Like a MRSA ringworm shit.
But it wasn't. I'm all good.
You ever done wrestling before?
No.
People used to get MRSA in the Army all the time because they're fucking disgusting.
They used to get MRSA all the time in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers locker room.
From the carpet.
Yeah.
Was it the carpet?
Yep.
Yeah. Did it match the drapes?
I think it was Greg Schiano.
Was it? Oh god!
You got to be careful. We're alive here. He's gonna sue you for fucking defamation.
No.
I didn't give nobody.
Had a MRSA problem when Schiano was a coach.
They did. Penn State.
So what do you think? He was dragging his fucking beanbag across dudes or what?
Possibly.
Who knows?
Allegedly. Fucking sack.
Yeah. Who fucking knows there? And then we'll close this out here. Titans just fired four assistants, including the offensive coordinator.
Go ahead and fire Vrabel while you're at it.
Vrabel's good.
I know, but
he just don't have a quarterback.
He's wasted there. That team fucking sucks.
I agree. Let him go somewhere else and party.
Go to Denver. They're looking pretty good.
Curry's going to come back and practice. Might play on Tuesday for the Warriors. Still a little too early for me to give
a shit
about basketball.
Little people care about the NBA.
Right. I just said that.
The top 100 Nielsen ratings came out from last year. Zero NBA games.
91 of them were football games.
Yep. Two of them were NCAA games that were UNC.
Yep. Which is why you're going to see Monday night's playoff games this year, because they can't get enough of it and they're canceling scripted series and everything else.
The NBA regular season just sucks ass.
And NBA fans also don't watch the games.
They don't. They just tweet about it and shit.
It's whatever happens in the off season, whatever happens off the court.
Yep. Yeah.
NBA fans don't actually watch the sport.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's too many games. It's 81. It's baseball, and I think the NBA.
At least baseball fans watch baseball.
Right.
Yeah, but it's 162
games.
Here's
the thing that baseball has over basketball in terms of why it's more watchable, even though there's so many fucking games, is because there are different pitchers every day. So there's a new angle to the game every day. But with NBA, and there's still, it's getting less, but there's relative playoff scarcity, right? Mm. With the NBA, everyone gets in. Mm. You basically know who's going to get in, and you definitely know, usually, it's been weird the last couple of years, actually, but there's usually like three teams that have a shot to
win.
And
it's weird, too. You'll see NBA fans shit all over college basketball fans since, like, we're not competition, man.
Right.
Yeah, and then everybody will suck LeBron's dick, and that's kind of the tweets or all the posts and everything that I see. To me, there's just too many fucking games in the NBA to care about.
It has been a crazy season, though. Everyone's going off.
People
have scored like 50, 60 points regularly.
All the stars are doing great. I mean, Jokic is on his way to winning a third MVP right now, just putting
Mitchell scored 70 71 points last week, but it happened on the day that Hamlin got injured, nobody talked about it.
And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Luka had a 60-point triple-double.
Yes, Luka is apparently also like a defensive first-team possibility
Luka's
now. Like, he's
high usage, though.
He's going Super Saiyan.
You know how people used to bitch about James Harden?
Yeah.
The Rockets?
Yeah.
Luka's
a little bit more endearing, I guess.
They just need to find a fucking way to make those games matter. Because I was thinking about this the other day, like, because Missouri is relevant again, and college basketball is always my favorite regular season of any sport, because every game matters, but like in college football, but no game will sink you, unlike in college football. So, like, I was watching this week for Missouri, for example. We were at Arkansas on the road, a top 15 team, and then at home against Vanderbilt. Both those games are huge. Mm. We lost to Arkansas, which sucked. Like, I wanted to win, but that didn't sink our season. But that Vanderbilt game at home ended up being closer than it should have. And it's like, dude, if you lose this fucking game, like, that is a brutal setback.
There's stakes, right? So yeah. It's like,
in every game, there's stakes.
But in college, it's always like that. And half of the fan base watches it just because of the fucking, the uniform.
Right.
Their t-shirt, they don't give a fuck about what the fuck's going on sometimes. In the NBA, you need two things to make, to get good ratings. You need stars, obviously, is the first one. And two, there's got to be a fucking narrative. There's got to be a story. Mm-hmm. Kobe's trying to do this. Jordan's trying to get past the Pistons. Whatever right. the fuck, right? It's not like that anymore. Why hasn't ESPN and the NBA been talking constantly all year about the Celtics and how this is their year? Like, oh, they got their championship experience last year. Now they're primed to win it. Who's weaving the narratives?
You know I don't know. But I will say,
you hear haven't about they been struggling, though?
I'm not sure.
They've been up and down. But I'll
say this. I think it also has to do with gambling. You cannot bet on NBA games. It's too, every night is completely different.
I think the best thing to do is bet player props. I don't like betting.
I agree, but you've got to be pretty goddamn experienced to know how to do that on a nightly basis. And who they're going up against and all that other shit. Like, it's a fun thing. Like, my bookie tonight is doing a fun thing for they're doing squares. Remember old school squares?
Yeah.
Like when you go to Super Bowl parties and shit? Yeah. They're doing that for the tournament tonight.
The NBA is just weird to gamble on. I mean, I still gamble on it, but it's weird to gamble on because you don't know who is, like, actually wants to be there that night.
Yes.
Right.
And that's my problem. Really
or what rotation the coach is going to run that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I think, because I look at ratings all the time for all this shit. I think that is why the ratings are the way they are. It didn't used to be like that. I just think the sports that are more gambled on, I would rather bet on college basketball than the NBA fucking night.
Yeah, I mean, it's a total crapshoot. Like, Phoenix has won, what, like one of their last 10 games?
Yeah.
They're in like a nosedive.
They just don't care. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is like with the NBA, about not caring, the stakes are so low, like, does it ever even feel like there's a race for the one seed?
No.
And it's the, like, Warriors don't give a shit if they have the one seed.
Think about the difference between the last 3 weeks of the NFL versus the previous 3 weeks of the NFL.
Yeah.
So, like, the last six weeks, the last 3 weeks have been notably different. And I bet the TV ratings would reflect that because shit's on the line now. And in baseball, to your point, there aren't a whole lot of casual baseball fans. People that watch it. They like it. But even during a baseball season, despite the fact that it's 162 games, every 3 to 4 days, there's a new story being told. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like the rubber game is a fucking thing.
Right.
And everyone's dad gets home from work, throws on the baseball game.
Even if it's just in the background.
Like his lazy boy chair and just kind of goes to sleep.
I don't think people put basketball on in the background because squeaky shoes are fucking annoying as shit. Honestly, like, if you find a real basketball fan and then ask their wife what the most annoying thing about them is with regard to sports, and they'll say listening to basketball sneakers on the fucking court. It sucks. But yeah, there's no stakes.
I actually go to sleep to it.
But there's 30 teams in the NBA. 20 of them get into the fucking playoffs. Even if four of them get eliminated in the playoff game, in the four playoff games.
And now they have those play-in games.
That's what I'm saying. It's 20 people total technically get into the playoffs. Four get eliminated during the playoffs. So just as many people get into the playoffs. More people get into the playoffs than don't.
Yeah.
So where are the stakes exactly?
And then even then, unlike in any of the other sports, hockey, baseball, and the NFL, like, I guess college football is similar to the NBA in this way too, usually, except this year. But like all the other sports, dude, just punch your ticket and who knows? Who knows what'll happen in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Also, speaking of hockey, shouts to Ovechkin.
Yeah. Oh, did he do it?
Well, he's at 8-10 or something now.
I don't know. But either way,
2.5 years from now, he'll break Gretzky's record.
Okay. The whole reason I'm bringing this up is people are saying, is he the best player of all time? It's like, no, dude.
It's still Gretzky.
It's still Gretzky. It's not even close.
Yeah. Well, you know,
Gretzky would have the most points, I think, still with no goals.
Gretzky played, that's true. He was a great distributor as well, but he played in an era where it was right at that point where they opened up the offense for the first time after years of everybody just getting fucking rocked all the time. And now all of a sudden, two-line pass and was legal for a while, and fucking the hitting wasn't what it used to be. Mm-hmm. And he got away with a lot of bullshit that these days, even today in the weaker version of America, would get floored for.
And he never gets... Gretzky never got hit that bad.
No.
Yeah, because he was smart.
But he had guys.
He won four chips with fucking the second best player of all time, Messier, before he even went out into all this. Like, people these days know him for the Kings or his coach at time with the Coyotes or his hot daughters, right? But
Daughter.
Paulina Gretzky. DJ's fucking girl.
Dustin Johnson's fiance.
Why? Gretzky, you're talking about. Yeah. Baby, I thought you meant Messier. Sorry.
Oh, no, no. I don't think. He went to New York and he just got progress. He looked like he looked like the Red Skull kind of, but with.
He does. He's in NHL skin. Commercials now.
Yeah. Who's the hot goalie for the Rangers? Was it Lundqvist?
Yeah.
He used to bring some titties out.
But yeah, Gretzky's definitely the best player ever.
Yeah.
But of this generation, Ovechkin's the best and nobody's even
close. Also, Ovechkin's a dirty Russian.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
he's a dirty Russian that hates Russia and vaccine mandates.
Yep.
So, and also cancel culture. So he went to our buddy Scott invited him to a Redskins game and he wore an old school Redskins jersey to the game. And
he seems like a good guy.
They kept asking him to change it so they could do some press with him. He's like, no, this is the jersey that I wore.
Yeah.
They kept trying to give him a new Commander's jersey. He's like, no, I don't want this.
When he won the Stanley Cup, I think he was drunk for like a month straight.
Probably.
Yeah, he was a J6.
That's
too.
One of the most epic fucking parades of all time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know how you've been at parties or at the bar or something. You could see somebody's talking to you, but they're not there.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
That's what he looked like the whole time. And it's hard. He's a Russian.
Just autopilot.
He's Russian, yeah.
You know what I mean? For like him how much did he drink and for how long to get to that state?
He just had vodka go through an IV.
I mean, looks like
Charlie McDennis, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
He looks like a Russian prisoner who the Wagner force has drafted into their, you know what I mean?
He looks like a guy that has a pet bear at home that he's friends with. Remember that? Have you seen that video where the guy's looking out through the window and the bear walks up next to him, puts his arm around him, and looks out the window too? That's Ovechkin at home, I would think.
But yeah, I just thought it was worth mentioning. We don't talk about hockey enough. I've fallen off being a hockey fan.
It is. Same. I'll check back in during the playoffs. Here's my honest season, like in my real life here. We'll start off with college football rules everything to me, but only top 20. I'm going to watch the top 20 in college football. And then
you're just robbing yourself of enjoyment.
Of joy, yeah.
No, that's your show, not mine. And then the NFL, obviously. I will watch usually the first five games of the NBA season. The first five, and I'm excited, feel like I know who it is.
Then you watch Christmas Day got matchups. Ruined
because the NFL played, so I didn't watch any of the Christmas games this year.
Do you think?
And then I flip over to college basketball, and then I don't even start the NBA until the All-Star game.
And then Sunday golf.
Do you think there's some...
Because I can gamble on it.
Like most of the professional sports organizations where people were getting super political kind of got away from that, and now they're back to just playing their sports, except for the NBA. Do you think that's got something to do with it? Their ratings were in decline before that.
Yeah, I just think it's too many games, and people are sitting out more and more. Like, Kawhi Leonard and those guys, like he'll play like every other night, and it's not interesting.
Well, he's the last champion other than fucking the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
In the last, like, fucking 6 years, except for LeBron, who will half people love him, half people hate him.
I don't think anyone was turned off by the NBA that would have watched the NBA anyway.
That's what I think too, but the ratings are fucked. So I don't know. I'm just saying it could be anything.
Like people are like, oh, look, keep your politics out of the NBA. It's like you weren't going to watch the NBA regardless.
right.
I think a lot of people are bored by the current actual superstars.
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't think people...
As much as I hate to admit it, we need LeBron James to be in the NBA Finals.
Everyone's soft.
Yeah. Or at least in the conference championship or something.
Like people
the best... The guy who everybody thinks is the one of the best players of all time needs to be involved in the playoffs for the sport to do well, you would think, right?
Yeah. Like, nobody cares. Nobody's excited by Jason Tatum.
Nobody's excited by Giannis.
Nobody's excited by Giannis. Nobody's excited by fucking Luka or Jokic. Like, nobody gets excited for those
people
dudes.
In Dallas love Luka. But that's it.
No, everyone gets excited
about
Luka.
Even in Denver, people don't give a fuck about Jokic. Just like, oh, he's got 27 points. Like, and 12
he's
rebounds. Awesome.
Okay, he's the best. I love him.
His brothers are better.
Is it because he's white? Is that what this
is? No, it's because he's a gangster.
Yeah, he's like a fucking refugee, basically. Yeah. But all these dudes, I mean, the only one even remotely cool guy.
Embiid.
What?
Embiid.
No, I was going to say Ja.
Dude. Yeah, Ja Morant's the only cool guy.
Embiid is cool.
No, he's not cool.
He's fine.
He's not cool. There's nobody over 7 feet you want to hang out with on the reg.
No, he's in the air up there. You know
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, it's super weird.
I think a lot of their fans are just bored by the stars right now.
I agree with that. But this is the same thing with some of the problems that UFC has had in the past.
Yeah.
Personalities matter in sports. It's a fucking television show.
Well, the biggest personality in the UFC is Dana White.
Stop. Yeah.
That's which true. Is not stop, ideal now.
Stop. He's undefeated.
Stop fining and teeing people up for fucking expressing emotion on the floor.
Right.
Maybe. Dana White's undefeated.
Let people also like, it's kind of boring because they're all like bros now.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Nobody hates each other.
No.
Yeah. You need to hate each other.
Nobody wants to play every game.
Real quick. I've read a few different places over the internet over the past week that the Lakers might trade LeBron. Any truth to that? I Man, don't see that happening.
I don't give a shit.
I don't either.
I just don't care anymore.
Maybe,
I'm so out on LeBron. I don't give a fuck.
Maybe Houston, because they're going to have the first pick in the draft, and then they'll take Bronny. And, right?
Maybe.
No, they're not going to do that.
Maybe. Yeah.
Bronny, he's not even the best player in
Bronny's
his own
not
family.
Even eligible.
He's like a top 50 college recruit.
No, top 80. I think he's ranked like 80th.
I thought he was 39.
Yeah. I thought I saw 46th on 247.
Maybe he's up now.
But
he was the last time I looked.
But I'll say this: he's a 4-star.
He is
He's a 4-star,
and he
which
plays
is great.
In a white Catholic school down there in Santa
Monica.
Hey
man, so did LeBron.
He's not even the best player on his high school team.
It's true. It's who's the other dude?
I mean, he was playing with like
Carmelo's kid,
Dwayne's kid,
and somebody else. Yeah,
yeah.
We'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, a lot of you guys are talking about Jack Mahogoff. Love that username. Georgia minus 13 tonight.
Yep.
Final picks here. Who do we got? Somebody's like, hey, why is this my bookie? It's the only place that lets us bet in all 50 states. Somebody else opens up on all 50. We'll consider him for sure. Who do you got tonight? Real quick.
What are you talking
minus
about?
13.5 UGA TCU.
I told you. I got TCU.
People are asking because they're just tuning in now live.
Georgia.
I bet on TCU, okay. But I doubt that's going
to
happen.
Actually, I took TCU to cover earlier. I TCU covers.
Georgia by 3 scores.
So you've got Georgia with the points, right?
Yeah.
My brain tells me that we already had... There's only usually one or two exciting games in the college football playoff.
We already got two.
My brain tells me that this is going to be a bad game.
I think TCU covers TCU with the points. So we'll find out here in... Shit. 2 hours?
Hour.
An hour.
Yep.
Damn. Let's go, fam.
See ya.
Thanks for being here, kids. For Papa Giorgio, Delco Dan, Dan Holloway, D'Anthony D'Anthony Holloway, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.